My name is Edward Mansfield, and I'm a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. So the trend or transformation that I think is most relevant for the future of global economic governance is the erosion and perhaps even the end of United States-led multilateral economic governance. And I think there are various reasons for this breakdown. One is the rise of China and its competition with the West, particularly the U.S. In addition, the rise of the emerging economies, particularly the BRICS plus countries. And these developments have contributed to both economic and political conflict. Taking a step back, I think economic governance is most easily achieved when there's a general consensus among the leading states about key objectives and goals, as well as institutions and agreements to further those goals and objectives. But these rising powers are challenging Western-led governance, and institutions such as the World Trade Organization, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and the like. And in some cases, they're even proposing alternative institutions. More generally, the interests of these countries and their objectives often diverge from the Western powers, which is likely to be an impediment to global governance. Furthermore, within the West, anti-globalist nationalist forces often see little value in these institutions and agreements, which they view as needlessly compromising sovereignty and decision-making authority. And within the West, there is increasing economic friction, spurred in large measure by the Trump administration's mercantilist policies, including its widespread interest in tariffs. At least for the moment, the U.S. is unwilling to lead the global economic system, and there doesn't seem to be another country willing or able to play this role. So without a country or coalition of countries that's able and receptive to leading the system, with significant differences in economic interests and objectives among the leading economic powers, and with existing governance institutions facing considerable headwinds, I think that the future of the global economic governance is very shaky.
Nita Rudra, I'm a professor at Georgetown University. I think it's a global consensus amongst educated elites that trade is more costly for their economies than beneficial. And that's a major transformation because the bigger problem is not trade by itself, because trade, as we all know, it brings in lower prices, brings in more goods, it increases GDP, it helps economic growth. Developing economies that weren't focused on trade in the 50s, 60s, when they were focusing more on industrial policy, which is interestingly what the United States is focused on doing more now as the strategy that developing countries pursued in the 50s or 60s. It ended so badly in crises and low economic growth. In India, for example, they called it the Hindu rate of growth for a lot of reasons, but very much tied to the industrial strategy and all the negative political consequences that happened as a result of that. And so once developing countries started open up to global markets, their economic growth rates went to, for example, in India's case, 6, 7, 8% from a previous rate of growth of 1% as a result of globalization. And the challenge is not just for both rich and poor countries, is not the trade itself, but again, how those benefits are distributed. So we know as these countries liberalize inequality, having to do not just with trade, but the way in which the domestic institutions are set up resulted in greater inequality. So while trade increased economic growth, absolute poverty also decreased, which is a great thing for developing countries, but inequality increased in rich and poor countries. Because of a lot of the political consequences of that, you see political leaders turning away from globalization and liberalization and focusing more inwards towards industrial policy and tariffs as a solution. But that's going to make the problem worse because it's going to reduce access to those gains, especially gains that developing countries were enjoying, access to U.S. markets. So it's going to cut off economic growth and leaving less for governments to have to engage in redistribution so they can actually address the problem. So the cure is worse than the problem itself. It's exacerbating the problem. And it's really interesting that elites, educated elites, which we are all well-trained to understand the benefits of trade, seem to, on both the left and right, have adopted this global consensus that openness towards trade should not be a priority for economies.